Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God's Incorruptible Word Seed. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Said out loud, I am God's field.
I am God's field.
Each one of us is God's garden. Our spirit, our heart is the soil that His seed grows in. Now the devil, being the devil, is always trying to plant seed in God's garden. He's got no right to. But he never cared about rights. He's an outlaw. And maybe we'll get into it at some point, but Jesus talked about how that the sower sowed the seed and the enemy came and sowed tares. Remember that?
Yeah.
Well, a tare is a weed that looks like the wheat. But it's not the wheat. Darnel, one translation calls it. It's a weed that looks like the wheat. And the enemy tries to get seed in you. He's always trying to plant a seed of fear in you. A seed of depression. But he can't stop there. If he gets a seed in you, what does he need then? He needs it to be watered with bad water. What waters a fear seed? More fear. Right? What waters a depression seed? More depression. To get it to grow, and it can grow into you until it controls your life. It dominates your thoughts night and day. And that dominates what you say and what you do. A lot of folks need some serious crop failure. Is that right? We need to cut off the water supply. Is that right? To that darnel, weeds that's sucking the life out of you and cause that stuff to dry up and die.
Amen.
To die. Because it's in the way. Choking out the good seed. It's in the way. So we must not let the enemy sow the bad seed. I mean, he'll try to sow a seed of bitterness in you against people. He'll bring lies to you and feelings about them to you and try to get you just to, you know, write them off and he's trying to get hate in you. It's always a seed. You need to recognize when the enemy's trying to sow something into you and go, no, you don't. No, you don't. I rebuke you. Get out of here. I resist you. What did Jesus say? Get behind me. Don't let him sow it. But when the Lord's endeavoring to sow something into you, man, you receive it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You receive it. You break up the hard ground and you let your heart be tender and let it have a good full reception down in you. And then we're going to water this thing first thing in the morning. We're going to water at noontime. Make sure not, you know, just the right amount. We're going to make sure it's got what it needs because it will grow in you and develop in you. You know, those folks that had that child that had all the food allergies, they'd been hearing the word. So something was going on in them, and the Lord got them to the place where they were right to hear that, get that big seed. Can you see that? And I mean, some of God's seeds, they're supernatural. Some of them can produce overnight. Others take more time, not because God's word is limited, but because people sometimes are slow to water them and slow to respond to them. Either way, if you just keep it in you and keep it working, it will produce. Every seed will produce after its own kind. Tomato will produce tomatoes. Bean will produce beans. Healing seed will produce healing. Abundant seed will produce abundance. I know when I worked at Brother Hagin's ministry in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, I had been there for years with healing in the morning, healing in the afternoon, healing when the sun went down. Mm-hmm. I mean, we ate, slept, dreamed, and breathed. healing. That was my job. And after years, I realized, man, I'm healthy. I don't remember the last time I had a sniffle or anything else. And then I had a revelation. I need to feed on finances. Because I was not doing so hard. It really came as a revelation. I'm feeding my faith continually on healing, and I'm healed. Not just healed, healthy. Can you see this? And I thought, I need to feed my faith on abundance. Because I've been lacking in this area. I've been struggling, and it's been because of a lack of faith, not getting fed. I had some seed in me, but it was lying dormant, some of it, because it wasn't being watered, wasn't being nourished. The seed's dormant until it's watered. We're going to have some more watering going on this next week. What do you think? Said out loud, I am God's garden. I am His vineyard. Hallelujah. He said, you're God's husbandry, one says. You're God's building. The Amplified says, you are God's garden and vineyard and field under cultivation. I am His field that He plants seed in. The Bible said when He comes back, He's coming back for the fruit of the earth. This is really the truth. He planted seed on this planet, and He's coming back to harvest it. Hallelujah. The enemy planted seed too. But at the harvest, it's going to be separated. Am I quoting Scripture? Yeah. I mean, we don't realize how amazing it is to be God's seed. I am His seed. Hallelujah. I'm born of His seed. And His seed works in me. The incorruptible seed of the Word of God. I tell you, for time's sake, go to Isaiah. Wow. Yeah, time. Isaiah 55, verse 6. We're laying a foundation. Isaiah 55 and 6 says, seek ye the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him while He is near. You know, the New Testament says, today's the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and He'll have mercy upon him, and to our God, for He will abundantly pardon. Verse 8, for my thoughts are not your thoughts. Now, a lot of people skip verse 7. And they just quote this, and they try to imply, well, all of our thoughts, God's children's thoughts, are not His thoughts. That's not true. If you've been feeding on His Word, then you have His thoughts in you. Now, I'm not saying that all your thoughts are His thoughts yet. But it wouldn't be true to say to a child of God, those that walk with Him and feed on His Word, none of your thoughts are God's thoughts. That's not true. Bunch of the thoughts we have, we got from Him. Amen. Verse 7 says, let the wicked forsake his way, the unrighteous man his thoughts. Verse 8, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, not the unrighteous man's thoughts. Can you see that or not? You got to watch about skipping verses. He's talking about the unrighteous man's thoughts. None of the unrighteous man's thoughts are God's thoughts. Because God's thoughts are right, not unright. And he goes on to say, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than yours, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Well, that's the ungodly, unrighteous thoughts and ways. But if you've been walking with God for 20 years, feeding on the Word, you shouldn't just be ungodly. And unrighteous. But at the same time, that doesn't mean that 100% of your thoughts are His thoughts. Still got some ways to go. But when we talk about the incorruptible seed of His Word, what is that? What is a word? A word is a thought container. That's what a word is. A word means nothing unless it conveys a thought. If I speak a language to you that you don't understand, even though I'm describing it perfectly, if you don't understand a thought, those words meant nothing to you. There was no conveyance of thought. Words are containers. Containers of thoughts. Thoughts are spiritual. Many have thought that thoughts were insignificant. And as long as you didn't do it, it was okay if you thought about it. It's okay to think, just don't do. That's wrong. Completely wrong. Thoughts are spiritual substance. They are other dimensional reality. You can't touch a thought. You can't smell a thought. You can't hear a thought physically. You can't see a thought physically. It's from another dimension. Spirit dimension. And it can come from multiple sources. Thoughts can come from God, and they are life. Thoughts can come from the enemy, and they're death. And notice that the thoughts in the words work like a seed. Keep reading it. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven and returns not thither, but does what? Waters the earth and makes it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall what? My word that be that goes forth out of my mouth, it will not return to me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I send it. Amen. When the Lord wants to do anything, this is how He does it. He speaks a word. Yes. Hallelujah. And that word goes into the medium it is to change, and it begins to develop and affects what He wants to happen. Yes. Hallelujah. We got a book full of the words that contain the thoughts of God. It doesn't matter what language the book is in, it's the thought that matters.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God's Incorruptible Word Seed, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.